Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. A Light and Glory. Luke chapter 2, verses 30 through 32. Lord, now allow your servant depart in peace, according to your word. For mine eyes have seen your salvation, which you have prepared before the face of all people. A light to lighten the Gentiles, and the glory of your people Israel. These words were spoken by a faithful servant of God by the name of Simeon, who had been coming to the temple for many, many years, expecting God to fulfill the promise of a Messiah who would save his people from their sins. And he saw a couple carrying a baby. That baby was very, very young, but immediately he knew this was the promised Messiah. How he knew, only he and the Lord knew, and his spirit was quickened, and he knew this was the one. This was the light of the world that would bring salvation, not only to the Jews, but also to the Gentiles. And let me tell you, for a Jew in that day to speak of a light to the Gentiles was not something that was accepted. That was extraordinary. It was prophetic, and it was true. Jesus is the light of the world to each and every person, regardless of nationality or heritage through family line. He is the one who offers to anyone and everyone and all who will accept him eternal life. He is the light and the glory, and he offers each and every one of us his light and his glory. And all we have to do is open our hearts and receive and accept. Oh, the joy that must have flooded the soul of that faithful servant Simeon, who had waited so long. And it was such a radiant testimony that now he knew that he could die in peace, knowing that his eyes had seen the salvation that had been promised through scriptures throughout the days of his life and the life of those that have gone before him. Let me tell you something. Messiah was revealed in the Old Testament as well as in the New Testament. Prophecy after prophecy after prophecy throughout the Old Testament foretold the coming of that baby in Bethlehem, the one who would be the Savior of the world, the one who would be the light and glory for all who would accept him. Pass the word, pass the peace that passes all understanding to anyone and everyone you come in contact with. The light and glory that God has promised has been revealed, and it's ours by accepting him as our personal Savior and Lord. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful that we have a God who loves us so much that he sent his Son into the world. He sent him as a small baby, an infant, helpless, taking on the form of humanity, the very God who had created the world was now a tiny baby in the arms of a young mother with her faithful husband beside her, coming into the temple, and in so doing, meeting a man who had been faithfully waiting for the promised Messiah. And now that was fulfilled and he could depart. What joy it will be to speak with Simeon in eternity and share the joy that he must have experienced. You know, I can think about for hours and hours the time that we're going to spend with those that have gone on before. We will know Simeon. We will know him as our closest friend. We will know those of all ages that have been faithful to the Lord, and what joy it will be as we share back and forth the light and glory of Jesus that draws us all to become His people, part of His family, and we will be that forever and ever. I look forward to that, and I invite you to be a part of that as well. Heavenly Father, as we live for You this day and the days that follow, might the desire of our heart be fulfilled in doing Your will. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.